Welcome to Medium Wonders, where mystery meets meaning. I'm Angelica Spark, and today we're looking at angel numbers, why repeating sequences such as 122 and 444 seem to appear at charged moments, what people commonly take them to mean, and how to stay curious without handing your judgment over to a number on a clock.
And I'm Guy Shepherd, your co-host. Let's begin with the obvious question. Someone glances at the time and sees 11:11, then notices 2:22 on a receipt and 4:44 on a number plate. It can feel as if life is underlining something. Are those numbers actually messages, or are we simply very good at spotting patterns once one has caught our attention?
The honest answer is that we cannot prove a supernatural sender. The brain is wonderfully tuned to patterns, and once a sequence matters to you, you notice examples that previously passed unseen. But that does not make the experience worthless. Attention has a context. A number often lands strongly when you are uncertain, grieving, falling in love, making a decision, or searching for reassurance. Instead of asking only, "Who sent this?" ask, "Why did this catch me today? And what was already alive in me when it appeared?" That question keeps the mystery open while giving you something real to work with.
So the meaning is not locked inside the digits. It comes partly from the moment. Even so, people do attach fairly consistent meanings to particular sequences. What is the calm, non-dramatic reading of 111?
111 is commonly linked with beginnings, focus, and thoughts becoming direction. I would not read it as a promise that every wish is about to manifest. I would use it as a checkpoint for attention. What idea are you rehearsing? What fear are you feeding? What small beginning deserves energy today? If 111 appears while you are considering a change, it need not mean the universe has approved every detail. It may simply invite you to become deliberate, name the direction, check the facts, and take one proportionate step instead of waiting for another sign.
And 222? That one is often described in relationship language, which could be comforting but also risky if somebody uses it to justify chasing an unavailable person or ignoring mixed behavior.
Exactly. 222 is often associated with partnership, balance, patience, and timing. Its healthiest question is not, does this guarantee we belong together? It is, where would balance and patience serve me? In a good relationship, that might mean listening and allowing trust to develop. In an unhealthy or one-sided situation, balance may mean stepping back, respecting a boundary, or refusing to confuse longing with evidence. A repeating number cannot establish consent, safety, or compatibility. If the interpretation asks you to abandon self-respect, it is not wise guidance, however beautiful the symbolism sounds.
Then there is 444, which people often notice in stressful periods. It is usually described as protection or support. How can someone use that idea without assuming they are magically shielded from consequences?
Treat 444 as a prompt to strengthen your foundations. Support becomes meaningful when it takes form. Calling someone trustworthy, making the appointment, checking the budget, writing the list, setting the boundary, or getting enough rest to think clearly. The spiritual association can still feel warm, a reminder that you need not carry everything alone, but it should lead toward steadiness rather than invulnerability. You are not being promised that nothing difficult will happen. You are being invited to notice what structure, help, or preparation would make the next part more manageable.
What if the numbers become compulsive? Someone starts refreshing clocks and view counts, checking every receipt, or postponing a decision until the right sequence appears. At what point does a meaningful practice stop being supportive?
When the search for reassurance makes you more anxious, less free, or less able to act on ordinary evidence, step back. Do not hunt for the next sequence. Give yourself a sign-free period and return to the facts of your life. If anxiety, grief, or obsessive checking is disrupting sleep, work, or relationships, talk with someone you trust and consider professional support. Spiritual reflection should widen your perspective. It should not trap you in a loop. A useful sign returns you to your own clarity. It does not demand constant interpretation or make you dependent on another person to decode your day.
Could you leave us with a simple practice? Something listeners can do the next time 111, 222, 444, or another repeating sequence catches their eye?
Pause and write three short lines. First, what was I feeling when I noticed it? Second, what question was already active in me? Third, what would a grounded response look like if this were an invitation to pay attention rather than a cosmic command? Then tailor one action to the sequence. with 120 to the sequence with 122 bring patience or balance to a relationship or decision. With 444, strengthen one practical support. After that, leave the number alone. Let meaning breathe. You do not need another sighting to validate the reflection.
That feels like a good place to finish. Keep the wonder, keep your feet on the ground, and keep your judgment in your own hands. This conversation was adapted from Angel Numbers Explained at angelicaspark.com. Medium Wonders is openly AI created and is intended to educate, encourage reflection, and provide positive motivation for your journey through life.